Katy Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 83 this afternoon under mainly clear skies, southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight, slight chance for scattered rain showers, lows dip down to about 65. Mainly cloudy, tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, 81. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 74.
Don't miss the savings now at the Tuesday at Cure Stripway, downtown Mankato. There's select varieties of 5 to 8-ounce craft cheese, 2 for $5. It's now the Tuesday at Cure Stripway, downtown Mankato.
For more than 135 years, the First Bank of Beloit has been privileged to serve the greater Beloit community and its citizens. Locally owned and operated, they continue to provide convenient and personalized banking services to all of their customers. As a community bank, they feel it's their obligation to serve and support the Beloit community. Whether you need an auto, business, or ag loan, checking or savings account, or simply want to retire that old piggy bank, First Bank of Beloit, member FDIC, is here for you. Visit them online at firstbankbeloit.com or stop by at 101 East Main in downtown Beloit. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Yesterday, Governor Laura Kelly announced that Kansas will designate Juneteenth as a state holiday, joining 28 other states in the District of Columbia. Juneteenth marks a significant point of our nation's history and has long been celebrated in Kansas and across the U.S., Governor Laura Kelly said. Establishing Juneteenth as a state holiday provides Kansans the opportunity to celebrate our state's diversity and honor the ongoing struggles for racial equality, end of quote. Juneteenth commemorates June 19, 1865, the day that the last enslaved Americans received word that President Abraham Lincoln had signed the Emancipation Proclamation to abolish slavery more than 2 years after the end of the Civil War. Governor Kelly has issued proclamations recognizing Juneteenth every year since 2020. I am thrilled that Juneteenth will be a state holiday, said Stacy Canall, executive director of the Kansas African American Affairs Commission. This day is a perfect example of the importance of learning the full picture of history, not to cast blame, but to find reasons for acknowledging resilience. I hope this day can become one where Kansans can unite in celebration. In 2021, Juneteenth became the first federal holiday created in more than 40 years, and since then, Kansas's neighboring states of Nebraska, Missouri, and Colorado have also established Juneteenth as a state holiday. The holiday will apply to executive branch employees under Governor Kelly's jurisdiction. Have a job I'm going to tell you about. Help wanted. They're looking for servers and cooks at the Circle Inn restaurant at Highway 24 and 281 Junction in Osborne. Pick up an application at the Circle Inn or call 785-221-9712. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmond, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Carve out a new tradition, give blood, American Red Cross, blood, Beloit Community Blood Drive at the NCK Wellness Center Gymnasium at Highway 24 there in Beloit. Takes place tomorrow, Thursday, October 12th from noon to 6 and Friday, October 13th from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sponsored by our local financial business community. For an appointment, please visit redcrossblood.org and search keyword Beloit or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Bingo in the afternoon at the Beloit Senior Center at 220 North Hersey in Beloit tomorrow, October 12th from 2 to 4 p.m. Seating is limited, so contact Debbie at 738-5802. This is free to attend, and refreshments will be provided. Book your appointment for the Metro County Health Department's health fair going on now through Thursday morning from 6:30 to 9 in the morning. That's today and tomorrow at the health department. Then Friday morning, 6:30 to 9 a.m. at the NCK Technical College in Beloit. The health fair includes blood draws, flu and COVID shots, and vital sign checks. Blood draws are not billable to insurance and no receipt is provided. Flu shots are billable to insurance, so bring your insurance card. Regular flu shot for 6 months or older and high dose for those 65 years or older. Also available are lab tests, including health panels, TSH and AIC test, and PSA test for men. To schedule your appointment, call the Mitchell County Health Department at 738-5175. And the 81st Jewel Corn Show is taking place this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Celebrating a world of music is the theme. Exhibits open to the public at the Community Center on Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 at Friday evening at 6 o'clock is the Paradise Ride. Cruise Jewel to get the best roll. Golf carts, ATVs, mowers, starting in front of Community Center. 5:30 to 7:30 Friday evening, grab-and-go beer ox, cheeseburger, hot ham and cheese meal, North Wings Lodge and Restaurant. And then some of the highlights on Saturday, there'll be exhibits open 8 to 2:30, all-day star search in City Park. 8 a.m. is a 5K Jewel Corn Show fun run or one-mile donut run. Starting in front of the Guaranty State Bank, there'll be flu shots and COVID vaccine based on eligibility guidelines by the Jewel County Health Department from 8 to noon. There'll be vendors downtown from 9 to 2:30, car show at 9, parade at 10:30. There'll be a barbecue at the fire station following the parade, cornhole tournament at noon, fun and games at the city park from noon to 2:30. Open house at the Jewel Apartments, 1 to 3 p.m., a road rally at 3:30, food and drink vendors after 3, Saturday night program at the Jewel City Park at 7, and Savannah Chestnut and Nate Kine at the Old Jewel High School performing from 8 to midnight.
That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com, and don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
And the Texas Rangers are going to the championship series.
Bruce Bochy's club sweeps the 101-win Baltimore Orioles. Hot stretch at the right time. And for the first time since 2011, the Rangers are going to play in the American League Championship Series.
We have more on the win for the Rangers coming up in this sports cast and more on the Major League Baseball playoffs as well. We look at local sports, volleyball results from the area on Tuesday, and the NHL regular season began on Tuesday night as well. It's all coming up in the sports cast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school volleyball from Tuesday night, St. John's Tipton hosting a triangular with Thunder Ridge and Tescott. The Lady Jays go 2-0. They beat Thunder Ridge 25-19, 25-15. Beat Tescott 25-5, 25-5. Lady Jays are now 25-3 overall. They won 14 consecutive matches after Tuesday night's sweep. The other match there in Beloit, it was Thunder Ridge over Tescott 25-7 and 25-15. Southern Cloud triangular, Lakeside went 2-0. They beat Sylvan Lucas 25-19, 19-25 and 25-23. And then they beat Southern Cloud 25-15 and 19. Sylvan Lucas over Southern Cloud in the other match, 25-13 and 10. A best-of-five Northern Plains League duel in Osborne as Rock Hills wins over the Lady Dogs 25-23, 25-9, 25-9. Lincoln Triangular, the Lady Leopards go 2-0. They beat Natoma 25-9 and 9. They beat Pike Valley 25-18 and 27-25. Pike Valley beat Natoma in the other match 25-14 and 17. Phillipsburg Triangular, non-league for Smith Center. They win over Great Bend in 3-15 25, 25, 14, 25, 21. They beat Phillipsburg in 2, 25, 13, and 18. The Lady Red are now 28-4 on the season. And Concordia split with Clay Center, winning the first match in 2 and losing the second match in 3. You can find full scores from volleyball in the area from Tuesday night at ncksports.com. One other local sports note, we do have our high school football locker room chats coming up tonight. We'll talk with the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge beginning around 5:15 on KD Country 94 and online at kdcountry94.com. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sports cast, despite having the best record in the American League throughout the regular season, the Baltimore Orioles were eliminated from the playoffs in just 3 games, getting swept by the Rangers in the ALDS. Texas won Tuesday night 7-1 over Baltimore, jumping out to a 6-0 lead with a 5-run second inning and never looking back. Nathan Eovaldi gave up just 1 run and struck out 7 over 7 innings for the win. The Rangers move on to the ALCS for the 3rd time in franchise history. Their opponent is to be determined, but we're just 1 game away from an all-Texas ALCS.
Until someone knocks out the champ, they're going to be the champ, and they're going to play with confidence and dominate the game.
They dominated today, 9-1 the final score. Yordan Alvarez did it again. 4 home runs in this contest by the Astros, 2 from Abreu, his first career multi-home run postseason game, 9-1 the final.
The Astros scored 4 runs in the top of the first on their way to a 6-1 lead through 6 innings and then tacked on 3 more runs in the ninth for good measure in the 8-run win. Christian Javier allowed just 1 hit in 5 scoreless innings, striking out 9 Twins batters. Houston has a 2-1 lead in the series with Game 4 at 107 this afternoon on FS1. In the NLDS, the Braves and Phillies are tied at 1 game apiece. Game 3 in Philadelphia at 4:07 on TBS this afternoon, and the nightcap at 8:07 on TBS. The Diamondbacks host the Dodgers in Game 3 of the NLDS, looking for a sweep with a 2-0 advantage.
The crowd at the Fortress. celebrates a banner raising and the Stanley Cup to start, and they celebrate a 4-1 win on opening night. Four different goal scorers, seven different players with a point for the Vegas Golden Knights.
The NHL season opened on Tuesday night as the Golden Knights picked up the 3-goal win over the Kraken in Las Vegas. Vegas jumped out to a 2-0 lead after the first period on their way to the victory. Elsewhere on opening night in the NHL, the Lightning beat the Predators 5-3 in Tampa, and the Blackhawks defeated the Penguins 4-2 in Pittsburgh. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.